I think it's interesting you bring up trying to find something the patient can be on for 5 years, because really I've seen a big change in how people view kind of the long-term history of breast cancer in the last 5 years. I mean, it seems like there's much more sensitivity to what's happening, not just later on in the 5 years, but year 5 to 10, 10 to 15 and beyond.
There's no question the MA17 data has really shown us a lot that long-term hormonal therapy does help control disease. MA17 was basically a study for women who had completed 5 years of standard tamoxifen, were free of disease, were randomized to letrozole or placebo, and the trial really ended surprisingly early because the effects were seen quickly. And the magnitude of the effects that we're seeing were larger than anticipated. So it was sort of a double whammy there that resulted in early closure of the trial.
I think maybe, too, the recurrence rates in the untreated patients maybe were a little bit of a surprise. I mean, I think we sort of knew that there were a lot of recurrences in year 5 to 10, but to me, I personally was surprised. You know, I don't think there was that kind of sensitivity that you're looking at 2 to 4% a year recurrences.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking like, no, we knew.
Well, I mean, the graphs, the studies that had looked at that justified the trial showed that. I guess maybe we weren't really seeing it and thinking about it. Again, because you're influenced by what you see in your practice, and they don't happen very often.
Right.
So it's that sort of thing when you go by your practice experience. But I don't think that the rates were really that much higher than the projections
were.
No,
I think you're probably right.
I think the effects were more marked was the main thing. And then the other interesting thing that they've subsequently published is what happened when patients who had been on placebo crossed over.
That was amazing.
Amazing data that even with several years of a break in hormonal therapy, that reinstitution of therapy really drove rates down. So it's really giving a lot of oncologists, I think, a stronger sense that there are hormone-dependent breast cancers that probably are the chronic disease we've always talked about. And this gets back to one of the issues about what should you start a patient with. And I do think that it's going to be good to see the trials. We have these switching trials done where we're going to be having data from big primarily looking at starting out with letrozole versus a few years of tamoxifen and switching with letrozole. Is there a difference there, particularly
we're starting
in terms
with letrozole and switching to tamoxifen?
Yeah. For the long-term question, that maybe for those type of patients who have that more relatively indolent chronic process, transitioning through tamoxifen might actually be better than rushing to an aromatase inhibitor. And we just don't know. I think fortunately there are trials that have finished accruing that we will get information. And I think until we have that information, there's nothing wrong with starting a postmenopausal woman on tamoxifen for several years and transitioning her, particularly if she's got that higher ERPR levels, a little more well-differentiated tumor, perhaps a low recurrence score. So I think it's something that really this is an area that I think we really owe it to our patients to try to individualize right now, and as much on the potential toxicity with that long-term view as that acute short-term, you know, well, in the first 2 years, ATAC showed superiority. What about those patients? You know, we shouldn't risk losing those patients. You hear that argument. But
I've heard recently a number of people use the analogy to long-term management of follicular lymphoma to ER-positive breast cancer. And while, I mean, obviously there's a lot of differences, but, you know, it's kind of sort of similar to what you're talking about, you know, 5, 10, 15-year plan.
Well, particularly since we, again, and a lot of it is pulling this stuff together, now that we're seeing there are hormone receptor positive breast cancer patients where chemotherapy just doesn't seem to have an impact,
right,
it really gets to the idea of, well, we want to optimize our hormone therapy in a chronic disease. So are we sure we want to rush past these SERMs that have been very effective drugs for a long time?